2 Corinthians, amen, in chapter number 5, amen, and then I'll try to preach to you a little of the Word of God. But I want you to know tonight, amen, that the Lord, amen, without Him, you're a failure, amen, and you could do nothing, praise God. Ain't that all right? And we all stand in that class, praise God. But I want to preach to you on why we preachers preach so hard. Amen. That's a good way to say it. Amen. I want to preach to you on why we preachers preach so hard. I know some of you are case-hardened to the Word of God. Amen. I know you've heard the Word, amen, so many times that you almost yawn. Amen. While the preacher's preaching. Amen. You've heard it said so much. Amen. Now, did you see that program, amen, they aired on television where they were having theatrics, amen, in the church because they said the Word of God was so boring to the people that they had to entertain them some other way than by the Word of God? Amen, I'll tell you one thing. Amen, you can't have faith without it. Amen, the Bible said man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth, amen, out of the mouth of God. Amen, faith cometh by hearing. It's your strength. Amen, it helps you. Amen, it'll keep you and guide you. Amen, in this life. Somebody say amen. Let me preach a few minutes to you, amen. Going to about, amen, the ninth verse, praise God. Amen, we'll start reading in the 5th chapter and the 9th verse. It says, wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted, amen, of Him. Amen, that's the main thing. Amen, to be accepted. Amen of Him. Ain't that all right? Well, let me preach a few minutes. For we must appear before, we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in this body according to that which he has done. Amen. Whether it be good or bad. Amen. Yeah. Knowing, therefore, the terror of the Lord. Amen. We persuade men. Amen. But we are made manifest unto God. And I trust also are made manifest in your conscience. Amen. For we commend not ourselves, amen, again unto you, but give you an occasion, amen, to glory on our behalf, that we may have somewhat to answer them that glory, amen, in appearance and not in heart. Amen. We want to preach a few minutes to you. Amen. Therefore, knowing the terror. Amen. Did you know one thing, friend? We sing about a glorious day. And we talk about the day's going to come when it splits that eastern sky. Amen. We talk about and sing about, amen, the time when it comes. Amen. How the dead in Christ is going to rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall not prevent them. Amen. That are asleep, but when I read the Word of God, it tells me, amen, the day of the Lord is a great and terrible, amen, day, and who shall be able, amen, to stand? I want you to know there's none of us going into heaven, amen, in a blaze of glory, amen, waving the flags, amen, that we sing about and that we talk about. But Peter said, if the righteous scarcely, amen, make it, where shall the sinner and the ungodly, amen, appear? So therefore, knowing the terror, amen, of the Lord, persuade we men everywhere, amen, to repent, amen, stand. I believe in the Bible, amen, people says God, amen, never beg nobody, God don't never plead to nobody, amen. That may be true, but the Bible also says, amen, in the Corinthians, and now therefore, amen, we are ambassadors, amen, for Christ, amen, ain't that all right? And we pray you, amen, in Christ's stead. Amen. We beseech you, amen, in Christ's stead, amen, come, amen, to God, amen, be reconciled, amen, unto God, amen. God may not do the begging, amen, but He gave us the commission, amen, to stand and say, whosoever will, let him come and drink of the waters of life freely. Whosoever will, let him come, amen, and give his heart and his life, amen, to God. We beg, we plead, we look to God, amen, and beg you, amen, not to go to that awful place, not to descend into that awful place where the worm never dies, amen, and the fire is never quenched. Ain't that all right? Oh, you love him tonight. I'll tell you, we need to understand, amen, that God, in all of his magnificent wisdom, said it pleased him by the foolishness of preaching to save them, amen, that believe. Somebody say amen. Come on now, it's the truth. You know what I tell them down home? We live on Route 52, amen, down through Mingo County, amen, and we got coal trucks by the hundreds, amen, that run that road, amen, and just by the hundreds. I said, you let them take what coal, amen, they run in one day and pile it up in a great pile, amen, take all the coal oil, amen, that you can find and pour over it, amen, get it and strike a match to it and get it hot. I mean, get it blazing hot. Amen to God. Walk over to a sinner man and say to that sinner man, amen, walk into that fire. Jump into that fire. You know what he'll tell you in a few words, don't you? Amen. And I'll tell you another thing. Amen. He's not going to do hell that way. He's not going to walk into hell. He's going to be bound hand and foot. Therefore, knowing the terror, amen, of the Lord, persuade we men, amen, to repent. Bind him hand and foot and cast him just like I'd get you. Or I'd get that sinner man into that fire. I'd have to tie him up and throw him in there. Somebody say amen. Can you understand what I'm preaching to you? Amen. Knowing the terror. We forgot about the terror. People said, preach love. Preach love. And the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Ain't that all right? And if you fear God, you'll treat everybody else like you want to be treated. Let me go to Isaiah 14 real quick here. Amen. And give you a little scripture on, I don't know if there's anybody lost here tonight or not. Amen. But I want to give you a little bit of a scripture here tonight. Amen. On hell. Amen. A lot of people, amen, don't realize, amen, about hell. Amen. I'll tell you what. Me and the wife visited a man not too long ago, and he said the Lord took him in a vision, amen, and showed him hell and set him on a board, amen, like that was hanging out over, amen, the flames of hell. And he heard the cries, amen, of the people. Amen. I want you to know today, friend, hell is as real as heaven is. Ain't that all right? I'll tell you this again. Amen. If the devil come to you, or the devil come to you, and he said, I'm the devil, you know what you'd say? Why, you old slew-footed thing, you foul spirit. Amen. I come against you. I charge you in the name of Jesus, amen, to get away from me. But he don't come that way. Amen. He comes to skies. It's no marvel then for Satan himself to transform his angels, amen, his ministers into angels of light. I'll tell you today, amen, he will not come to you as the devil. He'll come to you disguised as something else. And he don't care what he does. He don't care if it's your mommy, your daddy. He don't care if it's your children, your grandchildren. Amen. I got 10 grandchildren. Amen. And I hope to God that every one of them saved. Ain't that all right? Brother Collins, amen, and the sister talking about, amen, the church. Amen. I've been going to the church where I go so long, amen, that I've seen. I taught children that are married and got children today, and I'm preaching to them, and they're singing and working, amen, in the church. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Ain't that all right? What do you say, brother? That I warn my people, amen, to flee, amen, from the devil, to run, amen, from the devil. Have no part of the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Isaiah 14, amen, verse number 9. And the Bible said, hell from beneath is moved forward to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead, amen, for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. And it has raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nation. And here's the scripture I want you to listen to. Amen. And they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like us? Come on now. You say, what are you talking about, brother? Was you tricked like we was? Was you deceived like we was? Did you put it off, amen, too long? Amen. Did you have good intentions? Amen, but it didn't work. Come on now. When Jesus, you know what Brother Collins can do? Brother Collins can stand up here and call that young man up and say, I feel like you're called into the ministry. And 6 months later, we'll say, he'll backslide. And some of you will say, if Brother Collins knew what he was talking about, he wouldn't have done that. Will you say the same thing about Jesus that gave that man that talent and took it and hid it? Come on, church. Come on, I'm preaching to you. Many are called and few are chosen. Many are called, amen, but God only chooses a few, amen, to do His work. Wide is the road that leads to destruction, amen, but I'll tell you what, narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and life more abundantly. Have you intended on doing it, and you ain't done it? Huh? Like your pastor, have you intended on helping him, but you ain't done it? Huh? Come on, church. About to preach a few minutes. Love the Lord, don't you? Come on now. Amen. We're not out of the Word of God. Amen. We're in the Word. Amen. That old slewfoot. Amen. That old devil, we call him. Amen. He goes about trying to destroy homes, tear preachers up. Amen. Destroy and devour. Amen. I know a preacher, amen, that was devoured by the slants and the cunning craftiness of the devil within the last month. Amen. Come on now. He tricked him. Oh, come on now. Tricked him. Got him out of the church and then walked off. Amen. And left him. Amen. Standing in embarrassment. Not only before the world. Amen. But before God Almighty. Somebody say amen. Therefore, knowing the terror, knowing that fella. Amen. Jesus said, you want to call that old serpent the devil? Is that what you want to call him? Amen. Be you wise as a serpent. Amen. But harmless as a dove. Somebody say amen. Be just like that old devil. Be patient. For in your patience possess ye your soul. Somebody say praise the Lord. Come on now. Be like that old devil. Be persistent. And don't give up till death knocks on their door. Come on, church. I'm about to preach to you. But at the same time, amen, be harmless. Amen, be a child of God. Amen, be the anointed one. Amen, that God has chosen, amen, to do a work for him. Come on, it's still the truth.
Yes, it is.
That old devil, amen, we know the terror of the Lord. Amen, we know the terror of the Lord. Let me go one other place. Amen, if you don't mind. Amen, let me go to Colossians. Amen. Colossians 1. Amen. And read some scripture to you. Amen. Out of Colossians. Amen. The first chapter. Amen. Listen to what it says. Amen. In the 25th verse. Amen. Wherefore I am made a minister. Amen. According to the dispensation of God, which giveth unto me, was given unto me. Amen. To fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations and now is made manifest, amen, to His saints. Amen. Do you know that till the Holy Ghost, amen, was given, they didn't know that the 22nd Psalm, amen, talked about the crucifixion of the Lord, that the dogs that compassed Him was the Gentiles. Amen. Ain't that all right? Come on now. When they pierced His hands and His feet, amen, they wouldn't know that He was talking about the crucifixion, amen, of the Lord. Why, Brother? Because, amen, those mysteries have been kept hid in Zechariah, amen, when it talks about, amen, the selling of Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, amen, cast it, amen, to the potter's field, amen. Don't you know that it was kept hid, amen, until the Holy Ghost, amen, was given? Come on, church, I'm trying to preach to you, amen. And the devil was there and was trying to destroy the church, amen, from the beginning. You know why? Because it wasn't possible that Jesus be held in the bonds of death. But in Hebrews 2:14, He come that He might destroy him that had power of death, that is the devil. Come on now. He come against a man. Hallelujah. Come on, church. I'm preaching to you. You say, what are you preaching, brother? We try to persuade men, amen, that we better not go before God with the weight of a fly's wing, amen, against us. Amen. You know what? I had a funeral a couple of weeks ago, amen, of an elder lady about 95, amen, years old. And I heard something said at that funeral that I never heard in all the hundreds, amen, that I've already preached. Amen. I've heard people come up to me and say, Brother Bo, honey, I've got to go. I've got to get ready. I want to see my mother again. I want to see my daddy again. I've got to get my life straightened out. Amen. Ain't that all right? Amen. But this young man, or in his 50s, if you will, amen, bent over that coffin, kissed his mother on the forehead, and he said, Mom, I've got to straighten my life up and get right. Heaven will be an awful lonely place for you if I ain't there with you. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Come on, I never heard that before. Amen. Heaven would be an awful lonely place. Amen. If I'm not there with you. Come on, made a little sense, didn't it? Amen. I've got people, amen, that are gone. Amen. I know the saints of God, amen, that are gone. Amen. Brother Richard Brewer. Amen. Brother Nelson Slows. Amen. Come on now. Brother Ole Gibson. Amen. And Brother Rabbit Mullins. Amen. I could go on. Amen. And on. And on. Amen. Seeing Paul said that we're compassed about with such a great cloud. Amen. Of witnesses. Come on now, church. But the devil wants you to think, amen, that they're nothing. Just a wind blowing. Amen. Just a mist of the air. Come on now. It's the truth. He'll deceive you, swerve you, turn you aside. Amen. From the truth. Come on now. That's right. So therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord. Come on. We had a funeral. Amen. Down home back years ago. Amen. And this man had died drunk. And they walked up to his brother. Amen. And they said, that minister you got, amen, my wife's daddy, I believe it was, amen, said, that minister you got, amen, he'll preach him into hell because he died drunk. Amen. He'll preach him into hell because, amen, he died drunk. The old boy reached over to the glove compartment of his car, stuck a big pistol under his belt, said, if he does, I'll shoot him in the pulpit. Amen. He's dead where he stands. Amen. And they come and told the preacher, hey, preacher, hey, preacher, you better be careful today, brother. Amen. You better be careful. Amen. He's carrying one on him. Ain't that all right? And the preacher got up and he said, I got a text. I've got a text. He said, what is it today? Amen. One in hell and five on the way. Somebody say, praise the Lord. One in hell and five. tithe on the way. Who done that, church? Amen. The rich man told him, send back Lazarus. I got five brothers on this road. Tell them not to come here. Tell them not to stir up the dead down here for them. Don't let them become as weak as I am. Don't let them become like unto me. Send Lazarus back. Let him tell them not to come unto this awful place. Come on, it's the truth. Just about the time you think you're flying like a bird, the devil will try to clip your wings. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Woe, the Bible says, unto you inhabitants of the earth, for the devil has come down unto you.
Yes.
Huh? And ever since then, men choose who they want to serve. I've preached funerals, amen, from this big up to 95, 96 years old. Amen. I preached and I stood, amen, when they didn't repent. Amen. I took and run their head under a sink, under a faucet to satisfy them. Amen. That they've been baptized. Amen. I took and baptized them in water. Amen. In a bathtub. Amen. I took and put them in a sheet and carry them down to the creek. Chop a hole in the ice and drop them down through. Amen. Because they want a clear conscience. Amen. With God. Somebody say amen. Come on, church. I know the terror of the Lord. Your pastor knows the terror, amen, of the Lord. Come on. That's the why he stands here and says, come, all ye that are heavy and laden, and he'll give you rest. Why do you want to go to that awful place? Why do you want to die lost eternally without God? What are we going to do with you? I'm not doing too bad, am I? Amen. Praise God. Listen to what it says now. Amen. I'm not that long-winded anyway. Praise God. I'm as long-winded as God wants me to be. I feel good, don't you? I've heard of the highway of holiness, church, for many a year. Amen. That's right. You know what? Your faith goes out abroad unto all men. Praise God. I go down to Morristown, Tennessee. They tell me about the highway of holiness, church. Amen. I go up into Kentucky. They tell me about the highway of holiness, church. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Ain't that all right? Amen. One of our precious sisters, amen, way up in her 80s right now. Amen. I guess she still does. Gets takes from the highway of holiness, church. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Come on now. I'm about to preach a while. Amen. Ain't this all right? Listen to what the Word says. In Colossians 1 and 27. Amen. I was reading there already, wasn't it? Amen. Listen to what it says. Amen. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of His mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now listen to what it says. Whom we preach, warning every man. Whom we preach, warning every man. Don't get heady. Don't get high-minded. Amen. Is that all right? Don't get so holy. Amen. That you trust in yourself. Amen. And not in God. Somebody say, praise the Lord. When Peter walked up to them gates called Beautiful, he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. Amen. And when he was confronted about it, he said, it wasn't by my goodness, nor by my wholeness, that this impotent man was made whole, but it was by faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present. Come on now. just take this oil for an example. I'm going to present this to your pastor. Come on, church. Oh, you said, I ain't going to face nobody's record but mine. But he's going to be there to make sure you tell the truth. Amen. As a matter of fact, how he reacts to you is what kind of reward you'll get. Oh, somebody said, I don't believe that junk. Amen. Then what it says, whom we preach, warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. 1 John 5:17, please. Then I'll try to conclude my message here. Amen. 1 John 5:17. I believe it's 5:16. 1 John 5:16. Amen. No, it ain't either. Amen. Don't want that. I want Hebrews. I want Hebrews 13. Amen. I was thinking about you praying your brother's sins away. I don't want to get in on that tonight. Amen. Hebrews 13. And verse number 17. Amen. Hebrews 13 and 17. And here's what it says. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, as they must give an account. Well. Woo. Come on now. That they must what? What's the rest of it say? And that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Oh, God. Here comes Sister So-and-so. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Brother So-and-so's coming, Lord. Drop your head. Oh, Lord. Huh? All of a sudden, we'll say, Brother Roger walks up. Hey, Brother Roger, honey, it's good to see you. Hey, brother, it's good to have you with me here. Come on, church. Somebody say, praise the Lord. If he drops his head, you're in trouble. If he drops his head, you've had it. Come on, church. Amen. Whenever Dorcas, that woman disciple, amen, was Peter raised her, amen, from the dead, they brought her alms deeds that she had done and laid them at Peter's feet, showing she was a good woman. Yes. Somebody say amen. Yes. If your pastor had to go before the Lord, amen, for you, what could he tell him about you? Amen. So therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, therefore knowing the terror of the Lord, that heady and that high-minded man, that disobedient and gainsaying person, those that are of the household of Corey, somebody say praise the Lord. Huh? Painting church seats one time in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Amen. Just painting away. And this one brother, amen, he growled and he grumbled and he growled and he grumbled. Amen. And he said something to me about, what do you think? And I said, I'm getting just a little taste of what Moses got 40 years of. Somebody say praise the Lord. Come on now. It's still the truth. Amen. The Bible said, put it from among you. Come from out among her, my people, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and I will receive you as my sons and my daughters. So therefore, knowing the terror, knowing, anybody know what happened to that man that hid his talent? Where did he go? Did he go to hell? Probably did, but what happened to him before he got there? Said, bring him hither and slay him at my feet. Bring him hither and slay him. Jesus said that. And slay him at my feet. He took something I gave him, bottled it up, amen, hid it away, and wouldn't do my work. Come on now. In other words, I give him power over serpents, over scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. I give him power to lay hands on the sick and they would recover. I give him the Holy Ghost. Baptize him. Amen. Called him into my gospel and trusted him with it. And he took it out and hid it and stayed away from the house of God. So now, church, knowing the terror of the Lord. See? We stand now, then we're ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, be ye reconciled to God, for we pray you in Christ's stead. Hope.
Brother Collins, honey, I'm going to stand here tonight in Brother Rogers' place. Here.
My daughter's sick, brother. Brother Collins, and I'm going to stand here tonight in her place that God might heal her. But when the preacher stands up and said, I'm standing here and I'm praying you in Christ's stead. Come on, church. Here, come on. I'm about to preach the truth to you tonight. You need to understand. I preached a preacher's funeral not too long ago in Columbus, Ohio. And the Lord gave me this message to preach. He was more than a man. He was my man. Anointed with my power. Given my grace. Given my word. Given my authority. Amen. Over spirits. And over all the power of the enemy. Tolomo, Tolomo, Tundia, Lomo, Tolomo.